Changes in standards and tests going back to 2010 led lawmakers to okay alternatives for the thousands of kids thought to be unlikely to graduate over the last 2 years. State School Superintendent Paula DeMaria says he thinks the current proposal is a long-term solution.
We brought superintendents and principals and guidance counselors and parents around the table and sort of talked through what can we do? How can we help students demonstrate what they know and are able to do to our satisfaction that they're ready for future success, but not necessarily always rely on standardized tests?
All but one member of the board approved the plan to allow kids to choose from a menu of options, including taking state tests, earning an industry-recognized credential, scoring well on a college entrance exam, doing community service, or completing a capstone project. Lawmakers will decide on it by June. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.